From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. Missouri State Auditor Nicole Galloway says she's pleased with the efforts of Joplin City officials to revamp their operations in response to a devastating audit her office released last week. The audit said the city mishandled and misspent tax money in the wake of the 2011 tornado that leveled a large chunk of the city. Galloway stressed in an interview in St. Louis that the audit's aim is to help city government be more responsive.
We want them to succeed. I want them to succeed. And the audit itself gives concrete recommendations for them to implement to show, hey, we are being transparent, we're being accountable, we're following the law.
Some of the audit's findings may lead to prosecutions. Galloway says her office will re-examine Joplin's operations in a year. A Senate staff member is back at work a month after being fired by a senator who was facing sexual harassment allegations. Democratic Senator Paul Lavoda of Independence fired his chief of staff, Ron Barry, on July 24th, shortly before Lavoda announced his own resignation. Barry's dismissal was immediate, but Lavoda's resignation didn't take effect until this past Sunday. Now, the Senate has rehired Barry as chief of staff for Lavoda's vacant 11th senatorial district. Yesterday marked Barry's first full day. Lavoda has denied making unwanted sexual advances toward interns, but a report from a University of Central Missouri investigation backed up an intern's assertion that Lavoda sexually pressured her. Missouri State Auditor Nicole Galloway expects her office to examine the General Assembly's policies regarding sexual harassment and inappropriate behavior with interns. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis explains.
Galloway said her office was planning a scheduled audit of the Missouri House and Senate when the intern uproar arose this spring, forcing the resignation of the House Speaker and a state senator. Galloway says she will withhold judgment until her staff gets a good look at the legislature's personnel policies, but she believes there's no doubt change is warranted.
What we're talking about here is a culture in which women are reporting that they're being harassed and discriminated against, and they don't feel comfortable reporting it, and others turn away when they see it.
Galloway says public officials must be held to the same behavior standards as those in private industry. I'm Joe Manis.
The Missouri Health Department and Republican lawmakers disagree over what state law requires to license certain abortion clinics. A GOP-led Senate committee and Department of Health and Senior Services Director Gail Vasterling debated yesterday whether a Columbia Planned Parenthood meets legal requirements for abortions. The clinic was licensed in July to give medical but not surgical abortions. Vasterling says the Planned Parenthood doctor providing abortions doesn't have necessary hospital privileges for surgical abortions. But Columbia Republican Senator Kurt Schaefer, who's running for attorney general in 2016, says even doctors performing medical abortions need those privileges. The dispute comes as Schaefer's committee is investigating abortion practices and whether the state should have granted the Columbia Planned Parenthood a license. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.